right, I'm going to read some. And I don't know how much preaching I'll do. Only the Lord knows that. It's good to be saved, ain't it?
Amen.
It's good to know that your name is written in the book of life. I went into Revelation, the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation. I don't know how much I'll read, maybe a little bit. But the Bible says this, "And I saw thee in the right hand of him that sat on the throne, a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven or in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nations." I can imagine in my mind, Jesus has got home now. Back in the scripture, he said, "Who shall go for us? Who shall I send?" Isaiah said, "Send me. I'm ready to go. I am prophesied unto the world, a baby that is conceived, and I will bring forth, the mother will conceive and bring forth a son, which is the Savior of the world." I'm glad that God, I looked one day, and he saw that something had to be done. He saw a world lost and undone, without a Savior, and he was willing to take his own son and send him in the earth to save the world. They will search through heaven. They searched through earth and under the earth. They couldn't find one. I know not one that was willing. I was worthy to go and redeem his people from their sins. I'm glad that he was willing to say, "Son, will you go to the earth? I bleed and die. That them people down there, I might have life." Brother, and he said, "Yes,
Father, I will go. Jesus, I didn't come to do His own will, but the will of the Father that has sent Him. You know He come. I made the sacrifice. You know the story. They led Him to the cross. He didn't even open His mouth. But then He gave up the ghost. And He was buried. And in 3 days He arose again like He said He would. In certain days, brother, as the disciples stood to talking to Him, and He took His flight back to heaven. He had to go back, and there was a book that needed to be loose. Whenever He got there, as a lamb, He wasn't Jesus no more. But it was a lamb that had been slain from the foundation of the world. Can you imagine what pain and agony that He went through, that me and you might have just one change to eternal life. He went back and He was so honored that even the elders, the 24 elders, fell down and give up the praise and honor to Him because that He was found worthy. There was nobody I was worthy to take the book and loose the seals and listen and they the four beasts and the 24 elders they had the prayers of the saints listen and whenever the seals are open I believe you know after the Christ descended back to the Father there were certain days until the Holy Ghost came listen and descended into the earth ain't you glad that He done all of this and God so loved the world He couldn't just destroy everything there was no faith there there was no one that would give Him honor to save us. He was willing to give up His Son and His Son now has got home back to the Father but the Holy Ghost come and entered in to the heart to the soul of them that would believe on Him listen that the thousands by multitudes will not even recognize that He's a Savior. They ignored the great plan of salvation. How God went out of His way. I even sent His own begotten Son. You wouldn't give your son. I wouldn't give my son. Our daughter, He didn't ask us to. He sent His own Son. God so loved the world. He loved me and you enough. Listen, He requires some work out of us. He just asked us to be saved and be a witness unto Him that we might lift up the name of the Son, Lord Jesus Christ, the risen Lamb who was slain from the foundation of the world. That He might sit on the throne making intercession for me and you. He has not forgot about us. Have we forgot Him? So often it is easy for us to forget Him and what He done and how He bled and died. Listen, give His blood that we might be saved. But we are drifting on down through life towards the doorway of death. Listen, ignoring everything that He said for us to do. We're living it up. You might say we're doing the wrong thing. But one day He will require to us. He said
He will say, enter in to the joys of the Lord, or depart from me. I never knew you. It will depend on the decision that me and you make in this life. We make the wrong decision. We can live by it. But the decision that we make today, I will live by tomorrow.
Amen.
We'll answer tomorrow. But you know, I just thank you. We do so little. Listen, there's very little that we can do. But we can do something. We can tell about the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He come and bled and died for us. Do we love Him? We say we do. Do we go forth spreading His word? Well, whenever I have a change, listen, or to take heed, one day He's going to require us to stand before Him. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. The Bible said we must all, not leaving out not one, but we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the things that we've done in this life. He said, whether it be good or bad, we will stand and give an account of everything that we neglected to do, everything that we ignored in this life. The book said it so. You better believe it so. Listen, it will stand when this world is on fire. Jesus will still be on the throne. One day, whenever He leaves the throne and step off, and to be our judge, He won't have no mercy then. He has all kinds of mercy. He said that He's faithful and just to forgive us of our shortcomings. But listen, there's coming a day that there won't be no more mercy. With all authority, He will judge the world in righteousness. Amen. Go and ask Melissa to come. You have a few scattering words. But it's good to be here. It's good to know that Jesus died for us. He was slain from the foundation of the world, went to heaven and sat on the throne to make intercessions for me and you. As we stand, if you come short of the glory of God, you continue therein, He's calling for you this morning. And if you feel like that you ain't lived up to what He wants you to do, you come. He's just with mercy this morning. He will forgive you today. Tomorrow may be a different story. You come. Put your trust in Him. He cares for you. Real quickly. How many this morning would like to get closer to the Lord and live closer? My. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Listen. Just pray. Put your trust in Jesus. And whatever He says to you, you do it. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. Preacher, I never hear the voice of the Savior. Have you ever read the Word of God? It's speaking to you. The precious Word speaks to everyone else. What saith the Word of God? You ever think about that? He said, for me to do this or that, in the book, we better do it. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. As such as some does, then we better do it. He said, to pray, we better pray. Well, maybe, preacher, I did hear the Word of God. As I read it, it was talking to me. I don't know what He wants me to do. Read the Word of God and and He will tell you what you ought to be doing. But I want to do my own thing. Then you don't want to do what the Lord wants you to do. How about it? Would it be in your mind? It's not right with God. Have you neglected God? Oh, what a sad day to have to go away in everlasting punishment where there's weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. You ain't never lived and seen nothing here till we get there. Time of your life is going to be like this book. Lord speaking to you through this book. And one day it's going to be closed. Shut it. Never to be opened again. Preacher, I know that I ain't not done altogether what He said to do. It's time, it's high time for us to gird up the loins of our mind and get with the Word of God. He's merciful this morning. Jesus went and bled and died. Little baby is born into the earth. Grew up. He took all kinds of beatings and shame, but He endured under the cross. Not for His own will, but for you. But for me. Amen. You believe I preach you the truth? Let's come around and fellowship one with another.